Harry and Hermione laughed and, feeling slightly more cheerful, went off to lunch. Harry thoroughly enjoyed double divination that afternoon. They were still doing star charts and predictions, but now that he and Ron were friends once more, the whole thing seemed very funny again. Professor Trelawney, who had been so pleased with the pair of them when they had been predicting their own horrific deaths, quickly became irritated as they sniggered through her explanation of the various ways in which Pluto could disrupt everyday life.
"I would think,"
she said in a mystical whisper that did not conceal her obvious annoyance,
"that some of us,"
she stared very meaningfully at Harry,
"might be a little less frivolous had they seen what I had seen during my crystal gazing last night. As I sat here, absorbed in my needlework, the urge to consult the orb overpowered me. I arose, I settled myself before it, and I gazed into its crystalline depths. And what do you think I saw gazing back at me?"
"An ugly old bat in outsized specs,"
Ron muttered under his breath. Harry fought hard to keep his face straight.
"Death, my dears."
Parvati and Lavender both put their hands over their mouths, looking horrified.
"Yes," said Professor Trelawney, nodding impressively. "It comes ever closer. It circles overhead like a vulture, ever lower over the castle."
She stared pointedly at Harry, who yawned very widely and obviously. "It'd be a bit more impressive if she hadn't done it about 80 times before," Harry said as they finally regained the fresh air of the staircase beneath Professor Trelawney's room. "But if I drop dead every time she's told me I'm going to, I'd be a medical miracle."
"You'd be a sort of extra-concentrated ghost,"
said Ron, chortling, as they passed the bloody Baron going in the opposite direction, his wide eyes staring sinisterly.
"At least we didn't get homework. I hope Hermione gets loads off Professor Vector. I love not working when she is."
But Hermione wasn't at dinner, nor was she in the library when they went to look for her afterward. The only person in there was Victor Crumb. Ron hovered behind the bookshelves for a while, watching Crumb, debating in whispers with Harry whether he should ask for an autograph. But then Ron realized that 6 or 7 girls were lurking in the next row of books, debating exactly the same thing, and he lost his enthusiasm for the idea.
"Wonder where she's got to,"
Ron said as he and Harry went back to Gryffindor Tower.
"Dunno.
Balderdash!" But the fat lady had barely begun to swing forward when the sound of racing feet behind them announced Hermione's arrival.
"Harry!"
she panted, skidding to a halt beside him. The fat lady stared down at her, eyebrows raised.
"Harry, you've got to come. You've got to come. The most amazing thing's happened. Please."
She seized Harry's arm and started to try to drag him back along the corridor.
"What's the matter?"
Harry said.
"I'll show you when we get there. Oh, come on, quick."
Harry looked around at Ron. He looked back at Harry, intrigued.
"Okay,"
Harry said, starting off back down the corridor with Hermione, Ron hurrying to keep up.
"Oh, don't mind me,"
the fat lady called irritably after them.
"Don't apologize for bothering me. I'll just hang here wide open until you get back, shall I?"
"Yeah, thanks,"
Ron shouted over his shoulder.